Live from No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here fearlessly blowing into the future and throwing socialists out of the way. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Governor Whitmer wants to hear from you about the impact of lower insulin prices. Number two, Michigan goes to Florida, haven't we always? But yeah, this time we're going to help. All sorts of efforts going on. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a moment. And number three, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's lead over Tudor Dixon stretches to 17 points, according to a new poll. Here's what I'm going to do with this new poll. Is I'm going to bet. I'm going to find these betting sites. The over-under on this is so easy and silly. You see, last week you had Trafalgar come out and showed it as a 5.5-point race, right? Whitmer by 5.5, which sounds about right to me. 51-45, somewhere in that range, 50-45, somewhere like that right now, right? This group is the Glenn Gariff Group conducting a poll, just 600, small poll compared to the others as well, said 49.5% support Whitmer, 32.2% back Dixon. I'm taking the under on this. However much money I got, I'll take the under. I put in my whole farm on the under. Yeah. Dixon's going to get 45% of the vote just because that's the way it is, all things being equal. This is wildly inaccurate, is my guess. We'll find out. We'll find out who's right or wrong. Do you trust the Trafalgar Group? Who do you trust? Or Glenn Gariff? Trafalgar's an A poll, according to 538. Glenn Gariff is a BC poll. So we'll figure that out. We'll keep an eye on it. But the election, re-election campaign of Governor Whitmer has put in millions and millions and millions of dollars to attack Whitmer. To attack Dixon. Doesn't have the money. Anyhow. Whitmer knows it's close, which is why they're still spending over $2.5 million a week attacking Tudor. They're spending $2.5 million a week. Would they be doing that if they had a 17-point lead? What do you think? You can do the math on this one. It's pretty simple. Anyhow, we'll let that go. I'll take the under, and I'm going all in. As Floridians struggle with the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, including a lack of power and supplies, Michigan residents, all sorts of them, some trained in disaster response, headed south to help people in need. Red Cross volunteers, electric crews, animal rescue groups, and a lot more reaching out with their hands and resources to do what they can to help friends, family, strangers dealing with the aftermath of the storm. Here's some of the folks that are involved down there. Electric crews. Approximately 2 million people without power in Florida. Electric crews from all over the country going south. From Traverse City Light and Power, they went there Wednesday with several linemen to restore power. DTE has sent 350 contracted linemen to the state. In fact, when I was coming back from Kentucky 5 days before the hurricane, the trucks were streaming south, all in Kentucky and Ohio and Michigan. The electric trucks, the cherry pickers, were streaming south. I told you about that. It was impressive to see America on the move to help Americans. In addition, more than 350 line workers, damage assessors, forestry experts, support staff, and business partners are headed to Florida from American Electric Power, AEP. Employees all over their service territory, including Benton Harbor. As soon as it was safe, the team started working with Tampa Electric. So far, the team has reported zero injuries. And these are, let's be honest, very hazardous conditions down there. The company reported this. We're happy to assist getting the people of Florida back to a sense of normalcy after this horrific weather event by bringing the lights back on so they can begin with what will likely be a long recovery process. The Michigan Red Cross. Volunteers activated going to Florida to help man the shelters, hand out meals, and other needed tasks. There are about 23 Red Cross shelters out of almost 200 in the affected areas. From Michigan News Source, this comes, by the way, they reached out to David Alarez, Regional Communications Director of the American Red Cross Michigan, about the situation, and he said, "Our hearts go out to everyone affected by Hurricane Ian's catastrophic damage. We know this is a challenging time, and the American Red Cross is working around the clock with our partners to offer support and comfort to people in need." And went on to say, currently the American Red Cross Michigan region has deployed nearly 30 volunteers who are providing care and comfort in shelters and five emergency response vehicles that will provide meals and water to people in communities impacted by the storm. These deployments generally last at least 2 weeks. Collectively, we have some 730 trained Red Cross disaster workers supporting this relief effort, and hundreds more are on the way. By the way, you can always support the Red Cross, 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can also text Ian, the word Ian, to 90999, Ian 90999. The Michigan Coast Guard involved, deploying 8 people to help with search and rescue missions, and the possible addition of about a dozen more going soon due to a national call of 120 members to assist with command post duties, helicopter rescues, waterway restoration, get channels working again. It's always the boats that are tossed everywhere. And animal sheltering and evacuation. Michigan Humane sending a search and rescue team to the animal search and rescue specialists at the request of ASPCA. These rescue teams, well-trained to help with animal recovery, rescue, and support services. It's quite an effort, and you can read a lot more about the ASPCA and everything else that's going on. Go to MichiganNewsSource.com, MichiganNewsSource.com. It is the best source for Michigan news. It's new. I found it here a few weeks ago. I think it is absolutely terrific. If you're tired of MLive the way I'm tired of MLive, which I'm tired of MLive, go to MichiganNewsSource.com. MichiganNewsSource.com. And also for Michigan News Source, here's another little tidbit. Governor Whitmer wants to hear from you about impact of lower insulin prices. 10 days to go now before the first debate between the gubernatorial candidates, and 36 days to go before the general election. Governor Whitmer asking Michiganders to let her know what insulin costs would mean to them. Lower costs, that is. Governor Whitmer included a link to residents to share their insulin stories. More than 912,000 Michigan residents have diabetes. Whitmer said she signed an executive directive Monday to determine how the state of Michigan can lower the cost of insulin, including developing insulin manufacturing facilities here. She said her executive directive builds on the recent Federal Inflation Reduction Act, which includes a $35 a month cap on insulin for Medicare recipients. I don't know how they do that, except that you and I pick up the rest. Back on July 24, 2020, President Trump signed an executive order to make insulin EpiPens more affordable. But on the day President Biden took office, he issued a freeze on that executive order. And then after several months, the Biden administration rescinded it altogether. Wouldn't let it go into effect. Why is that? Insulin and EpiPens are lifesavers. Donald Trump was doing the right thing, and Joe Biden didn't like it, I guess. That's what I've got. Still to come. Dr. John Lott straight ahead here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. I'll be back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years.
They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.